Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Smart Cleaning School podcast, helping cleaning professionals make the impact that they were meant to make. Take the emotion out of pricing. Doesn't that just sound wonderful? In a recent Solo Elite membership call, we talked about one of the biggest struggles in the cleaning industry. This struggle is especially challenging for newbies, and it's not just pricing and how to price. This clip from the Solo Elite membership walks you through how to remove the emotion around the pricing you give. Wouldn't that be an awesome skill to learn? It will take a few vital other skills. Number one, you must be willing to track your cleaning times and analyze them. This allows you to properly estimate all future jobs accurately. You can develop a quoting algorithm that allows proper pricing to be predictable. Say that five times fast. Number two, you must know your numbers from your business profit and loss. This allows you to evaluate how much you should be charging per hour or how much profit margin you need to create in your pricing. In other words, you need to know what it costs you to clean 1 hour. Once you know this, you can add profit and charge what you need to. Number three, simply offer your prices. Offer this and other price options to cover the various possibilities for the customer to hire you. Hit send. There's the summary. Here is the clip.
And for me, my struggle is knowing how to charging appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been really helpful to work with you.
Oh, good.
Just on a practical level, but also it's who I am to serve. And so everything is coming together now, which is nice.
Yeah.
I don't have to sacrifice who I am. I can integrate what I'm learning.
That is, you just gave me probably a podcast right there. And I have it somewhere in my notes, but pricing is emotional.
It's
pricing is very emotional. If you think it's not emotional for me today, it still is.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you something else. This is my show and tell day. Well, anyone that watches this can also see it. So it's show and tell. Hello, everyone. I'm going to show and tell. So I'm not sure where all the rest of our elite members are tonight, but all I needed to talk to tonight was Whitney. You're the most important one in the room. And so we're going to get a little time, but we'll keep it short. So I'll probably touch on the coachable thing, or maybe I'll postpone it. We'll see. We'll do something here. Let me find this spreadsheet. All right. This guy is what I wanted to find. All right. I'm going to show you how I take emotion out of it. This is really cool. Now, this is for commercial cleaning, and it's not a beautiful spreadsheet yet. I'm still in the process of making it. So don't judge. Okay. All right. Watch this. Right here, workloading. This is for commercial. It can work for residential, and it sort of does how I teach it, but you'll see the basics of it. I have gone through and I have figured out how long it takes me to do a single trash bag with knots, without knots. Tell me can you see where I'm at on my page?
Yeah. Yep.
Should I make it bigger? You okay?
No, you're good. You're good.
All right. This is how long it takes me to do what's called a fixture in a bathroom. So commercial is totally in residential. Like in my course, I'll say a half bath might take 15 minutes, a guest bath, 30, a full bath in the master bath might be 40, 45. So I do it by a kitchen, right? Or by a bathroom. Mm-hmm. But in commercial, if there's in a men's room or in a women's room, if there's two stalls and two sinks, that's four fixtures.
Okay.
So that each actual porcelain ceramic unit is a fixture. So This is how long a fixture takes. It's weekly or biweekly. So I take the numbers. I have stats from employees that clean for me, and I have them take some time. So I figure this stuff out. Here's how long it takes to clean different size break rooms. Here's how long it takes to dust by a square foot from me, dust and glass clean. Here's how long it takes to vacuum based on the type of vacuum I'm using. This is taking me a while to compile. Mopping. So anyway, here's what happens. Here's an example. I just did an estimate. It was called Westcott Financial. Do you see this over here?
Mm-hmm.
So T stands for trash. I put in, there's 25 trash cans, and I multiply that by how long a single trash can takes, and it tells me it's 38 minutes. So you guys, you can see how this can go now. So I simply just take the dimensions I'm given. Here is the office from my own, because I've done enough tracking and I know my numbers. And you're like, oh, Ken, it has to come back to the numbers again.
No, it has to, though. It makes more sense that way.
Yeah. So now you can see for this place, I knew it would take 38 minutes for trash, 39 for the bathrooms, 55 for the kitchen, and so on. And this adds up to 345 minutes, 5.75 hours. That's what a cleaning would take. So this 5.75 hours, this is where I'm going to lose you. Just, this took a long time to develop. I'm not going to explain it. I actually have explained it to another, somewhere else. This is my sheet for prices. Oh. So you see this right here, 5.75? Mm-hmm. That's already in there. But let's say that an office was 3 hours. Look at the prices up top. See the prices changing?
Yep.
This is based on my profit and loss, how much it costs me to price by the price of job. So I put 5.75 hours. Am I going to need a small or a large cleaning kit? In this case, I have a small cleaning kit, and that means it's going to have a push vacuum versus a backpack. Is this a small, medium, or a large or extra large office? And I'll just show you my definitions. So everyone, my definitions. Here you go. I define small as under, can you see that?
Yeah.
Small is under 5,000, medium 5 to 10, large 10 to 20, extra large over 20. That's for my niche because I don't go extra, 20,000 is way big for me. So I call it extra large. So I have this as about 7,500, 8,000 square feet. That makes it a medium. If this was a large, the price would actually be lower. See how the price went down?
Yeah.
The reason why is because they get pricing for volume. So the bigger the office, the cheaper you charge. I got Coach Josh to teach me this stuff, who's in Membership Freedom, by the way.
Okay.
So here I put these three things in and it gives me the price weekly, two times weekly, three times, four times, five times, bi-weekly, monthly. I've spent a lot of time on this. So I'm gonna stop this part. So the reason I showed you that is pricing is very emotional. And I did do my best to put a similar process in the ISO model course of, if you can just do the tracking and know your KBRs, like I have it for a commercial. When I was doing residential, I had the same thing. So you're looking at a house and you're meeting someone and you're like, oh, I don't know if I can charge that much or how much I charge here and there. So you take the emotion out of the pricing by just knowing that you're going to give a fair price. You know how long it takes you to do a kitchen, a bathroom, how long it takes per room to dust and glass clean and vacuum and mop. And you've got this KBRs. And so now you just look at the house. It's like I show you in the estimating tool. And it's, well, there's 2.5 bathrooms. Well, we know how long that should take now. We've got this many kitchens. We got this. And then you multiply that by your hourly rate and some buffer time. And you've been through this part of the course, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that gives you a price. And now you have a price. It's non-emotional. I don't have any emotion. Like when I look at this, I'm like, that's what it should take. But then I go through, I'll still go, well, is that too much? Then I still go through the emotion even now. So what's next, you know, with pricing is, well, obviously you're going to increase your average hourly rate as you, you know, from initializer, stabilizer, optimizer, you charge more as you grow. But what I would do then is I would take that 3% rule or other factors I might know, because I'm always, this is the art, art of the estimate. I haven't watched my videos recently, so maybe this is in there. But there's like this, if I were to say the science of the estimate is, or the math of the estimate is A, B, C equals D. Here's how much it should cost. Okay. And you can take out, you know, partial, full cleaning and main areas plus one, and you can get prices. But then I was also, here's an art to it. I've met the people. I know maybe some things like, you know what? They're a doctor and a lawyer. Their income is this. I can use that 3% rule. They can, I'm getting prices of 150, 175, 200. The 3% rule for them, they can afford anything over 150. Awesome. I'll put my middle or low option. So I may decide, I'm not going to be unfair about it. I'm like, yeah, that's no problem at all. Those prices. I may find out that, hey, we paid our former cleaner this much, or hey, our neighbors are only paying 100. And so you take all that in account and you're like, well, my prices come out to be 150, 175. That's what they should be based on the numbers, not emotional. Based on what they can afford, in one scenario is, oh yeah, that's no problem. Dry cut, simple and dry cut, send it, and you probably get that customer. But you're like, if you don't know how much they make, you're not sure. They're really tight on money. You can sense that from talking to them. Mm-hmm. Their neighbors are paying $100. And so you the kind of thing, the way they talk, you can tell that they're looking for a cheaper option. Well, first of all, I would have sniffed that out and realized they weren't my ideal fish. But you might not know that until you've gone through a few times. And so you're thinking, well, gosh, do I want to lower my price? Because if I price it the way I am, I'm observant. The art of this is there's no way they're going to say yes to this. So there's a little bit of that involved. And it depends on where you are in the ISO model. If you're an initializer, you got to price it to win in that case. You know, price to win means something different every stage. As initializer, price to win is just get the customer. As a stabilizer, price to win, I don't think I taught this before. Price to win as a stabilizer would be not just get the customer, get the right customer. And price to win as an optimizer is, it's more than just get the right customer. It's, how would I say it? It's like price to win. I don't know how to say it would be get the customers that are going to help you hit your optimizing goal. I don't know how else to say it, but price to win is something different at every level. So that's just something I was thinking of. You mentioned with price, any questions on this? Like this is just fun and back and forth. We're just talking prices and marketing.
It's a good, reminder. And I need to go back, to the art of the estimate because I'm in a different place, like mentally now and emotionally.
Yeah.
And I'll hear it differently.
Well, do you feel empowered? Would you like to get there? Once you learn how to track price and offer, you too will take the emotion out of pricing. Would you like to access membership calls and content like this one? Do you know that you can optimize your solo cleaning business to make six figures without the drama of employees? You can also earn full-time income through part-time cleaning, whatever desires you have, but you don't have to have employees to do it either. Get access to this game-changing training for only $97 per month or $997 per year and the Solo Elite membership at smartcleaningschool.com/elite. Members get access to the full ISO model course to optimize your solo business, plus access to the Solo Elite community, bonus content in the podcast, access to private coaching, these membership calls, and so, so much more. You can also sample the membership with our brand new Backstage Pass, which is found at smartcleaningschool.com. Thanks so much for listening. Have an amazing week.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.